For today's halacha, I was thinking, and I have a shaila. When I walked up the stairs this morning, I saw all of Rabbi Mann's books on the piled up. So I was wondering whether that's allowed. That they kind of seem like they're on the floor. So I've been asking around. I've asked Rabbi Kublitz. I've asked Rabbi Mann. Maybe Rabbi Mann will put a question about his own book in his next book. Who knows? The answer that I've gotten was my intuition, which is that since it's temporary and it's not technically on the floor because there's some plastic wrap there, and there's no real other place to store it for right now.
It's a casing.
It's a casing, so it's not momish on the floor. So it would technically not be a problem. Although, if people thought, I feel like if people felt like it was a bizayon, even if technically it wouldn't be a halachic the usher, because not technically on the floor, then I might, suggest that we move it. But
we might a project.
Yeah.
You guys find things to put underneath it.
And yeah, it's a chesed project, but technically I think it's okay. But I thought it would be a good excuse to talk about some halachot of svarim, of the kedusha and the holiness and the specialness which we treat svarim. So a few important quick halachos that the Panini halacha writes in his leket about this. One, do we throw svarim? How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
No throwing svarim. Okay, how about hitting svarim? Can I hit my friend with the sefer? Is that a good idea? No, not a good idea. Okay, this one is something that I struggle with. But what about hitting the sefer itself and you're clapping at a Karl Bach Minion? What about that? What do you guys think? So, probably better not to. Maybe you could find a heter, but probably better not to. I have to probably learn to not do that habit. Probably not so respectful. Another halacha comes up often. What about sitting on a bench with svarim? How do we feel about that? Survey says?
Better not to.
No. Should not sit. If you're on the chair and the sefer is right next to you, that's also not considered respectful. Sometimes you see a sefer that's backwards or hafuch. What do we do in that case? We switch it. The Maharil used to kiss it and straighten it. So we make sure we don't put our svarim backwards. As I mentioned, we don't put svarim on the floor. It should be a chatzitza and preferably something that looks a little higher so it doesn't look like it's on the floor. But at least technically it should not be on the floor itself. If a sefer falls, of course, what do we do? We pick it up, we kiss it as an expression of kavod, of love. I don't know if that's a technical halacha, but that's the minhag of the Jewish people. I think it's beautiful. Also, a sefer that a lot of people forget about, leaving svarim open. Are we supposed to leave svarim open? No, not considered respectful. If it's really like a short thing, you're going to the bathroom, obviously, then you can leave it open. But if it's going to be a long time away, you should not leave a sefer open. Get a little book end. Another halacha which comes up often, can I put a Tanakh on this Torah Chaim? Can I put a Gemara on this Chumash? What do you guys say? So it's considered disrespectful to put anything on the Torah, to put a Navi on the Torah, to put a Gemara on the Torah. The Torah has precedence, and therefore that is the order. Don't put a lesser Kedusha thing on a holy, on a higher Kedusha thing. However, when it comes to a Navi and Ketuvim, they're on the same level. And when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, we don't make such distinctions. So you don't always, have to say, oh, Rambam's holier than the Gemara and the Gemara of John. Okay, maybe modern day. But in general, as long as Torah Shabbat Peh are basically on the same level, and we don't make the distinction. And this one comes up a lot, guys. Phones, as holy as they are, because they do have the whole Torah on them, right? They're amazing. But the same way which I would allow someone to bring the phone into the bathroom, it's not intrinsically holy as long as I'm not learning the sefer in the bathroom. A phone does not retain the intrinsic kedusha, and so do not put your phone on top of a sefer. That's not considered respectful. Yeah.
Would there be an issue if you had Sfaria or Chabad open on an active page on your phone when you walk into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Or would you say you close it?
Good Shaila. I would say you should close it first. You should not have holy words. There are even some rabbis who say you shouldn't read Hebrew in a bathroom. Kal v'chomer, if it's a safari or some app, something like that, definitely would close that. In general, when it comes to putting svarim, you should put it in your pocket, preferably double covered, And then Pnei Halacha writes it's okay. If it's not covered, it should at least not be visible, but better not to bring Sfarim into the bathroom. And definitely not to read Sfaria or Lechta Chavadarach. I know we want to learn Torah with every free moment, but we gotta take a break. Yeah. Better leave it right outside the bathroom, not into a place which has a bad smell. Certain types of bathrooms, whatever, the corridor doesn't have a bad smell, that's not considered a bathroom. But any time where the toilet is there and there's a negative stench, do not bring the words of the Lord into that bathroom. Just say the Asher Yetzer. Okay.
People finish safer, finish using it, kiss it also.
Yeah, for sure. That's a nice minnow, a good thing to do. He doesn't specifically write it, but like all these things, like, I think it's based on the minhag of the Jewish people. The minhag of the Jewish people is to kiss it. It's a good thing to do. It has the name of God. It's holy. So definitely a good thing to do to show respect and love for Holy Swarm. All right, we'll stop.